Hello and welcome to the Vikings Voices podcast presented by Hy-Vee. On today's episode, Augustana Athletic Director Josh Morton sits down with a pair of student athletes, including Augustana All-American swimmer Taylor Beagle and Augustana Vikings wrestler Daniel Bishop. Enjoy.
Welcome, I'm Athletic Director Josh Morton, pleased to be joined by sophomore wrestler, junior academically, 184-pounder Daniel Bishop. And I say 184-pounder, though last week against Northern State, you wrestled at 197, didn't you?
Yeah, I've actually been wrestling at 197 for most of this year. Yeah. First 2 years I wrestled at 84, but it was kind of best for the team this year for me to be at 97, and I think it's going to work best for me too in our region. So that's kind of what I've been sticking to this year, and I think that's what I'm going to end up at for most of the year is at 197.
Okay, and you guys have had a great start to your year. We'll talk about that in a second, but I'm always curious for wrestlers because, you know, you say that's a pretty big fluctuation between 184 and 197. How do you, knowing where you need to be, how do you, if you had to drop down, how do you go about doing it?
It's tough because at the start of the year, I thought I was going to be at 184, so yeah. That was how I dieted. That's how I worked out. And I ended up getting close to that weight. I probably got down to 186, 187. Probably didn't get down to that 84. And then I was having a discussion with one of our GAs at the time, Clayton Wallstrom, who was my practice partner for the past couple of years and a really good friend. And he wrestled 197 the past couple of years. And he's kind of been, he had slowly been agging me on to wrestle at 197 because he thinks it'd be best for me and the team. And there was one tournament where we were talking and we were watching the 197 match, and there's two guys I knew I could beat. And I just kind of looked at him, and I'm like, I think you're right. And so I sat down and talked to the coaches, and our coaches are great, and they're always big on me doing what I want.
Yeah.
So if I wanted 184, they were going to support that wholly. And I told them if I decided I want to go to 187, is that what they would like? And they look at me, and they're like, yes, that's definitely what we would want. And that was cool to see because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it would have been nice, and it would have made it an easier decision for me. If I would have known that earlier, it would have been like, okay, I'll go 197. But
yeah.
They wanted me to do what I thought was best for me. And early on, I thought it was 184, but as I started looking and paying more attention to what I needed and what my team needed, it ended up being 197, and that's what the coaches ended up wanting. But they didn't say anything until I said something, which was, it really shows a lot about their character and how much they care about us and what we want as wrestlers.
Yeah, great. You are from Sioux City.
Right.
And I've had a great start individually too to this season. And I say start, gosh, we're in the middle of it, getting toward the end. Three straight team wins over top 25 opponents. I joked with Coach Reitmeier, not sure who did his schedule because he scheduled you guys pretty tough, but you guys have stood up to the test.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, looking at the schedule in the beginning of the year was really daunting. I mean, right, we had Arizona State, yep. North Dakota State, and then just ranked team. And it was daunting to look at that at first, but looking back now, hindsight's 2020, and I'm so glad we did because it's prepared us so much. And I mean, like I said, we lost those duels to Arizona State, North Coast State, two really good D1 opponents, and we wrestled well. And I think that just prepared us for these D2 opponents that we've just been pretty much cruising through right now. Like overall, just whole team's just been looking really great. It's been good to see some of the younger guys step up and wrestle super well, and it's just. People that just have been surprising me have been wrestling so well. And we're starting to get noticed in rankings, which I've never been someone who cares too much about rankings. But it's good to get noticed. And we've got a lot of guys that are getting noticed, especially in regional rankings and national rankings.
Yeah, and this year even more special because we are hosting the Super Regionals in Sioux Falls and the Nationals. Nationals be at the Premier Center, Super Regionals at the Sioux Falls Arena. I know you guys know it, and I'm sure it adds a little bit extra for you this year too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and It's just, like you said, it's that much extra, like that extra push to get there, that extra, you're in practice, you're having a hard time, you're tired, and it's just like, Nationals in Sioux Falls this year, like a lot of my friends, a lot of my just peers here in Sioux Falls are going to be able to come and watch, and it's just, it means that much to defend our home turf and be able to bring as many guys as we can to Nationals, which I think we will. I think we'll have an outstanding year when it comes to regionals and nationals, and I'm super excited to see what our postseason brings.
Yeah, no, that's great. And you are a psychology major with a biology minor. What intrigued you about that combination?
Well, originally I wasn't sure if I was going to go biology with a psych minor or psych with a bio minor, and a lot of that had to do with either psychiatry or clinical psychology. And so I talked to a lot of advisors early on and did a lot of research, and I ended up wanting to go more the clinical psychology route because that's a little more just one-on-one talking to people and that kind of therapy instead of more of the prescribing medicine and that side of it. And that's what interested me a lot more. So I think that's why I stuck with psychiatry with biology minor, because biology, I think, is definitely a good backbone to have with when you're going into psychology, because you have neuroscience and things like that that have a lot to do with why people do what they do. And I just found that stuff interesting. So I took some classes early on. I decided to stick with that minor. And obviously, I have the psychology major, which I've been super excited in. I've gotten some research in the past couple semesters, and I'm going to be presenting in Chicago along with some other psychology students coming up in April, which will be cool.
That's pretty special, and that's what one thing I love about doing these interviews is I've come to appreciate in my 18 months here the academic rigor of Augustana, number one, but then to appreciate what our student athletes go through too. You're an academic all in SIC, and we're able to, because of the kind of students that we bring in and the kind of professors we have, the kind of coaches we have, it's a unique experience to be able to go and present in Chicago on psychology. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's, I mean, yeah, it is a big deal, and it's good to say that too, and it'll look good because I plan on going to grad school.
Right.
Look good on that resume. And besides that, it's just a good experience. I'll be fun, and I can kind of show other students there that, like, just because I'm an athlete doesn't mean I can't be doing these same things they are. I can't be doing this research. I can't be putting in the work too, which happens, and it makes it busy. Life can be busy sometimes, but I think in the end it's going to be worth it, because, I mean, between wrestling and going to different research things and seminars and just all the different things we get here at Augustana, it makes you busy, but you get so many great experiences.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, again, we're with Daniel Bishop, 197-pound wrestler from Sioux City. Now I got some rapid-fire questions for you.
Sounds good.
Quick answers, okay?
Okay.
All right. We've brought in a new student section for home duels with the drum. Thumbs up or thumbs down on the drum?
Thumbs up. I love the drum.
Yeah, I agree. I do too. I think Chisholm Fink's idea, his brainchild, is an awful good idea. All right, your favorite class at Augustana?
I took abnormal psychology, and I love that class. Probably going to go with that.
All right, very good. Is there a class you've taken that you weren't very excited about, but you end up really liking it?
Probably genetics. I took that. It's a bio class I took. I wasn't super excited, but when I ended up taking it, I really liked a lot of the parts of it, and it was really interesting.
All right, very good. Both science related. Favorite place to wrestle on the road so far that you've been to?
Probably Mary, because we haven't had an honor. Actually, I'm just switching that. Arizona State. We got to travel down there, and that was just a super fun week, and we just got to experience going down there and wrestling in the facilities and stuff like that, and that was super cool.
Yeah, I bet. Favorite song to get stuck in your head for your match?
My walkout song is, it's going to sound a little nerdy, but it's Rise of the Dragonborn, Song of the Dragonborn from Skyrim, which is a video game, and that's kind of my walkout song. That's why I get hyped too, which... to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to... You're a 197-pound wrestler. I'm not going to call it nerdy at all. No, that's great. All right, Daniel, thanks very much. Best of luck the rest of the way. Look forward to seeing you at the arena, and then let's hope at the Dennis Hanford Premier Center too.
Of course.
All right, go Vikings. Hello, I'm Augustana Athletic Director Josh Morton, pleased to be joined by Taylor Beagle, a junior swimmer from Leed, South Dakota. Taylor, you are our first ever program All-American. Last year, made it to Nationals for the second time. What was that experience like?
It was a lot of fun. To be honest, I was a little bit nervous going into the second season, qualifying as a freshman. I was like, kind of felt like I had to, you know, prove that it wasn't just a freshman year kind of thing. But it was super fun. It was a really good experience to get to go with Lindsay, and I look forward to trying to make it again this year.
And this has been a big week for the program. The first ever senior day. So the program's only 4 years old. So our first group of recruits had their last home meet. We had senior day on Saturday. So for you, right, for you being your third year in the program, what was that experience like knowing that that's you next year?
Oh, gosh. That's so scary. It was really sad seeing all the seniors because, I mean... you know, we were the second team coming in, and we've had them with us the whole time. So it was just kind of crazy thinking that next year we're not going to have them there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be in that position. And it's just kind of, like, surreal.
The other piece, I mean, the program only being 4 years old, I don't know how, you know, the tough part about building a program is you always rely on veterans, right?
Yeah.
Well, this program hasn't had veterans, no. Really, right? So you guys have been forced to kind of be veterans right when you came in. The other really significant piece of this week was the first ever national top 25 ranking for the swim program. What did that feel like when you saw it?
It felt really good. It feels nice to finally be getting some, like national recognition, you know, getting our name out there. I think it helps with recruiting too, to, you know, tell them like, look what we've been able to do in 4 years. Like, if you come here, just think about what's going to happen in another four.
Yeah, very cool. And you are a distance swimmer.
Yes.
Put a lot of miles in underneath the water. You swim the 1650.
Mm-hmm.
And takes you about how long?
17 minutes, hopefully 16 something this year.
What kind of thoughts go through your head in those 16 minutes?
Oh gosh. I usually, honestly, I think about if I should get out right now, but I always just talk myself into keep going because I want to do good for the team and I want to get points for the team. And I mean, nothing better than that last lap when you see the red counter and you touch the wall.
Right, that's great. I always joke with people. So and my wife was a collegiate swimmer, and I played football, so I always thought the football players, we worked really hard.
Yeah.
Until I was dating my wife and realized how hard swimmers work. Because you put in a lot of miles, don't you? I mean, especially you're a distance swimmer. That's really what you do.
Yeah, got to get a good song stuck in your head sometimes.
Perfect. That's a good way. Okay, area of study, you're a biology major.
Yeah.
Tell me about your research job you had last summer.
So I worked with Dr. Cecilia Miles, and we worked with the model organism, which the common name for it is fruit fly.
Fruit flies.
And we looked at polygenetic traits. We looked specifically, we wanted to look at egg size, and there's not a whole lot that's known about like how polygenetic traits adapt, and so the more that we can learn from like model organisms, we can kind of apply that to how it works in humans.
Yeah, and you would like to be a genetic counselor.
Yes.
Eventually, and Augustana has a genetic counseling master's degree. Mm-hmm. What intrigues you about the genetic counseling field?
I think what intrigues me the most about the genetic counseling field is I feel like there's a lot of misinterpretation and misunderstandings between like the scientific community and people who, you know, maybe their farthest scientific education is a general bio class in their liberal arts college or even just high school bio. And I feel like the genetic counseling profession is like a perfect mix of like how to get that information from being kind of jumbled up with science jargon to make sense to like the average day person.
You were we honored you earlier this year, I think in the fall, for being one of our champion student athletes. You're academic all NSIC, you were a scholar, all American. The balance is hard, especially at a place like Augustana where the academic rigor is so hard. Are you a better student during your season or outside?
I think I'm if I'm being honest, I think I'm a better student inside my season because I don't have a whole lot of time to procrastinate.
Yeah.
Whereas like when we're in the off season and I have that time, like I'm like, oh, I have an extra 8 hours a week that I don't have to be in the pool. So I kind of let myself get a little bit more off track in the off season, but I feel like in season it's just kind of like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, very good. All right. So we're with Taylor Beagle, a junior on our swim team. Our first ever All-American, and now it's time for some rapid-fire questions, okay? First thing that comes to your mind, are you ready?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, your favorite song to swim to.
Oh, gosh.
Or at least get stuck in your head for...
Dirty Deeds by AC/DC.
Okay, all right, you're aging yourself.
I'm sorry.
But, okay, meters or yards?
Yards.
Explain the difference for people who don't know that some pools are yards and some are meters.
Well, long course meters is like what Olympians swim in. So that's like if you watch the Olympics, it's long course meters. And I'm kind of weird. Most distance swimmers like long course meters, but I like my turns. I like the little rest that it gives me.
Great. Very good.
Cold pool, warm pool?
Cold pool.
What temperature?
Like 76.
Okay.
That seems chilly to me. All right. You guys took a training trip to Coronado Island on the West Coast. So if you had to choose between the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, you would choose?
Pacific.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
You are from Western South Dakota, so yes. that does make sense. Favorite class you've taken at Augustana?
Genetics and Society with Dr. Vidiello.
If there was a class that surprised you at Augustana that you weren't sure if you'd like, but you ended up really liking it, it would be?
Counseling and Psychotherapy with Dr. Jepson.
Wow, that was a quick answer. Very good. All right. Favorite food in the commons in the cafeteria?
The black bean burger.
Okay, very good. All right, Taylor Beagle, thanks very much. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.